This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We are talking about three principles for more security and peace. Yesterday we talked about healthy fear, and today we're going to talk about change.
Change.
We talked about change in a small group recently. I know we pre-record these, so we're making a lot of references. But the type of change we were talking about was money change. Did you know that it is extremely commonplace now when people receive coin change, they'll toss it in a trash can?
Yes.
Because they don't want to carry that change around
anymore. Yes. We did a cleanup along Scenic Avenue as we have adopted that road, you know. And I was picking up dimes and stuff as part of the trash.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's not the type of change we're talking about.
It's crazy.
But you don't want to throw this change in the trash either.
No.
All right, here we go. What are our passages
today? So I'll read the first one. I'll let you take the second one, because the theme is Proverbs 1:33. But whoever listens to wisdom will dwell secure and be at ease. That's peaceful. You'll have peace. Your anxiety will go. Your peace will come. And you'll be without dread. Anxiety's dread. You'll be without dread of disaster. So basically saying all your anxieties, if you listen to wisdom, all your anxiety is going to fly out the door. And what's going to come in and live with you is peace and security. The question is how? And so we've just selected a few proverbs that tell the how, and that's where I'm going to let you take the. We've selected Proverbs 1:23, which is today's how to listen to wisdom.
If you can tell, he planned all these and had me read the rough ones. So here's the rough one. If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. That one wasn't too rough. I thought we were going to read the rebuttal of that. Proverbs, like Psalms, is often poetry, and so they have what's called chiasmus, which literally is just like an X. And so what they do is they will tell you the good side, and then they will
and
tell
hit you
hard.
The bad
side. It's pretty rough. I got to read the good side of that one, so that wasn't too bad.
Sometimes they'll reverse it. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs him down. Ouch, ouch, oh. or if you want plain English, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression.
Oof.
But a good word makes him glad.
There we go.
It's
a good way to do it. All right. So if you turn, which is repent, right? Did you ever see those old t-shirts that say, you got to repent, turn 360 degrees?
No, I didn't.
And of course, if you know any basic math, literally all that means is that you turned in a circle. And so what you want to do is turn
180
and turn around, go the opposite direction. So if you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. So God wants us to turn, to change, 180 degrees, not 360. So here's the question. The gift of repentance is one of God's most precious gifts to man. Why?
For me, it's because it gives me the opportunity to change and get a new beginning right here, right now, this moment. I can change. And I can get a new beginning.
The plain way to say that is if you mess up, there's a way to get back on the right track.
Yes. And I was listening to one of our former podcasts where we were talking about the final judgment, and that is without remedy. The scripture describes that it is destined for man to die once, then after that, the judgment. The problem with that judgment is without remedy. So repentance is given for us. You can change now. And if you need to change 10 times today, repent 10 times today, and you've got a remedy for your where you've blown it, right? You've got a remedy. And then if you will do that, God will pour out his spirit every time that you, time you repent.
I just think of times that I've had to repent, and it's not just that it's a new beginning. It's almost like a, I heard this in a Jonathan Stockstill message recently from Bethany. He talked about chaff,
Mm-hmm. And the description that he used was a sunflower seed. Have you ever eaten a whole sunflower seed?
I have, unfortunately.
Accident, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Most of the time, it's
that's why I don't do them, because I'm not the guy that has the ability to chew
separate
out and spit out. That I end up swallowing the whole thing.
So that outer shell is the chaff. Mm-hmm. Well, when you repent, it's like you remove that outer shell.
Yeah.
And it's gone. And then you're back to the essence of what you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that essence is, there is no good in you. The essence is Jesus.
Yeah.
It's him returning to the center and being the focus of everything that we do. So yeah, I think about that as shedding and the new creation aspect that's presented in that second Corinthians.
You know,
I
was thinking again of we go through the Bible in a year, and we recommend that, by the way. It's a great way to learn your Bible, is just go through the Bible in a year. It takes about 15 minutes a day to let it read to you from the YouVersion Bible app.
That's a freebie principle.
Yeah, it's a freebie. And so, but I was thinking about again that Numbers passage where so these dudes, you know, they were going to take over. They were going to do a coup of the priesthood. Mm-hmm. And they, you know how people do when they're going to do a coup, they're never happy to do it alone. They get a bunch of allies.
Oh, for sure.
So the scripture says the whole congregation got involved with the coup. And of course the Lord says,
that's when you want to be on the fringe.
So what the Lord did was he said, well, they're all guilty. And Moses says, Lord, please don't wipe out your people here.
These are the people that you brought out of
Egypt. Yeah, they have these discussions. And so what the Lord did was provide a remedy. So what he did was say, tell the people to get away from the tents of Korah and Dathan, the two leaders of the rebellion. Because if they're too close, they're going to get burned.
Yeah.
The remedy, get away from those people.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people got away from those people, and the earth opened up and swallowed those entire clans of people, families of people, tents of people. And let me tell you, if you were one of the ones that got away from them, you were like, I'm glad I got away from that, you know.
I'm out.
No, I'm out, you know. And so I'm using that as an illustration of that the ability to repent is the ability to get right with God, and through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can do that more than once.
Yeah.
You know, you can try and fail and ask God to do it again. And he pours out his spirit on you to help you succeed the next time.
Absolutely. And so to know that repentance is always available.
Yeah.
Always available.
Yeah.
I think the reason why David in scripture was described as a man after God's own heart had very little to do with his accomplishments and very much to do with his ability to repent.
Yeah.
Even into his old age, his ability to repent.
So. Yeah. David was a smart guy. He was one of my favorite stories of David was when he was going to go wipe out a family because they just were acting inappropriately. And the wife of the man goes out and meets him and says, David, please forgive my husband. He is a stubborn and obstinate man. You're right. He's wrong. But please don't transgress the Lord in this way. David's like, this woman's got wisdom. If I go slaughter him with this group of 600 men, I will have transgressed the Lord. And he said to her, you've saved me from sinning this day. You've saved me from transgressing today. He turned. See what I'm saying? He turned. The scripture said, well, he physically turned. He turned and went back the other way.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so it does bring security and peace when you change, when you repent and turn towards the Lord.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community in small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. You can also join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. in person or at 10:45 in person or on our YouTube with our live stream community.